Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome once again to Line of Judah Online. We're doing the subjects called the Inner Image and the Imagination, and this is part four from a five-part series. And the topic today is Scripture Examples of Wrong Images and Their Results. We turn to Numbers chapter 13, verses 30 to 33, and this is the 12 spies that sent out into the Promised Land to spy it, starting at verse 30. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are all well able to overcome it." But the men that went up with him said, "We are not able to go against the people, for they are stronger than we." Verse 32, and they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search it, it is a land that eats its inhabitants. Therefore all the people that we saw in are men of great stature, and there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." In these scriptures we see where the children of Israel saw themselves as grasshoppers in their own eyes, an inner image of defeat. Joshua and Caleb saw a different picture. "We are well able to overcome it." Their inner image was different. It was an image of victory. Turning to Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 to 8, "And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts in his heart was only evil continually." Verse 6, "And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him in his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repents me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." God judged man because of the wickedness of every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil and continually. Let us now go to Genesis chapter 11, verse 5, and the Tower of Babel. Starting at verse 5, "And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, Behold, the people is as one, and they all have one language. And this they began to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do." Verse 7, "Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." In the scripture we see God saw that because they could now imagine things that nothing could be held to stop them. Once again, I thank you for being with me today in that part four. Part five, the last part, is coming up next, and that is the topic is how to remove the wrong images and the wrong thoughts. Thank you and God bless.